That's right. 626-1106 is the number here at WZID for our Christmas is for Kids Radiothon. I hope that call was worth it.
Double the money.
All right. That's very good. So, yeah, somebody called and said, hey, I want to talk to Mark. Because you don't talk to us when you make that call at 603-626-1106. You talk to the folks who are answering the phones.
I will sprint for money.
There you go. So that's why Margaret is out of breath. She ran back to the studio because somebody said, look, I'll donate more money if Margaret says hi to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, nice of you to do
well
that.
Worth my time. Thank you, Joyce. Thank you for all the wonderful things that you said about us and about White Point.
There you go. 603-626-1106 is the number here at WZID. You can go to WZID.com. Joining us in the studio, boy, we were just trying to figure out how many years it's been, Mark. It's been a few years.
It's been a few years. I think about four now.
Well, first of all, we'd like to thank the folks over at McLean Middleton helping us again this year. Make it another successful, hopefully, by 7 o'clock tonight. We'll know, Mark.
Well, first of all, let me thank the two of you for hosting this again and spending the long, long day to make this a success. We at McLean Middleton have a long history with Waypoint and its predecessor, Child and Family Services, and we're thrilled to support the organization. It does important work not only in the city of Manchester but across the state, and we're proud to be affiliated with it.
Well, this is Mark Rivalis, by the way, we're talking to. And not only you like the company so much, of Waypoint so much, you are now the chair of Waypoint's Board of Trustees.
I am privileged to be the chair of Waypoint. And we've got lots of great things going on. You probably heard about the runaway and homeless youth shelters that recently opened. We were talking about that as an idea last year when we were here, speaking over the telephone.
The past couple of years have been an issue, but we're glad to have you back in person.
We are glad. Those have been opened up. And those are just an example. I went to the opening. And one of the things that was most impressive about it was listening to the staff talk about the young people that they were going to be serving, and the devotion and care that they had for these young folks who need their services. And it's impressive and it's inspiring. And so, for those of you who might be listening today, your contributions will go and help us provide those services by caring people to those who need it most. And it doesn't matter the amount. Of course, if you contribute more than $50, as I was I did this morning, you are eligible for a raffle of up to $5,000, and we're thankful for that. The other cool thing I heard when I was listening to the show on my way here this morning is that a bell rings every time there's a donor.
That's right.
And it's from A Wonderful Life, right?
Yes, it is.
And one of my favorite movies of all time, and we watch it every year. And so I thought that was a great touch by you two.
Yeah, let's make that bell ring. There's the ring right there.
There it is. Okay.
As if on demand.
So not only angels, an angel gets its wings, but you also, it's a contribution to the angels who provide the services to people who need it.
We cover all the bases.
Exactly. By the way, Mark, that is my favorite Christmas movie. And I heard that bell ringing and that just set it up. Mark, one thing to know about Waypoint is you guys can stretch a dollar further than anybody can.
We are very careful with how we spend the money. And, that's one of the things that's been most impressive to me from Borja, Toledo on down. The staff and employees of Waypoint, they are devoted. They work extra hours to make this a success. They get paid modest sums of money because they're in the social services world, and that's a structure that we have. But they are devoted beyond belief, and that's why it's so important to me to work with the organization and support it in any way I can.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. It is the 24th annual Waypoint Christmas is for Kids Radiothon here at WZID, presented by M&T Bank. The number is 603-626-1106. You can go to WZID.com. And we certainly thank McLean Middleton. And you, Mark. Mark is known as the bow tie guy.
He is.
the
bow
tie
guy. For a very
good
reason.
And you
always, always sharp.
Sharp. Sharp-dressed man. I'm very jealous because I love it. So Mark came in this morning, and it's very, very rare that we actually – you know, receive gifts. Well, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
It's very considerate.
You're most welcome. Just beware of Greek sparing gifts. That's what I'll say. Okay.
You're in the same room with another Greek, Mark. Okay. It's okay. It's all right. You're in family here.
Well, so I'm going to open up this gift because I know I always, every time you're in here, I ask you, and here it is. This is from the folks over at Bridges.
Bridges in Concord, yes.
Yep. Bridges in Concord. So let me open this up here. Oh, my gosh.
Let's see it.
Mark, it is a bow tie. And it's got, look at Santa's little sleigh on it.
Oh,
it
I love it.
It is awesome. It is awesome.
Is that the one
you're does this come with, does this come with lessons on how to tie it?
It will come with free lessons on how to tie the bow tie. Absolutely.
Mark's
awesome.
Awesome.
And Marga also received a gift. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful
you're most
scarf.
Welcome.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you and to all your all your listeners out there. You know, peace on earth, goodwill towards men and women.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't want to get, you know, get in trouble.
After
yeah,
all.
Right. But to everyone, but it's a great season, and the spirit of the holiday should be carried throughout the year. So thank you.
Let's keep it going. WZID Christmas is for Kids Radiothon. The folks over at McLean Middleton, Mark Avalos, again, thank you so much. 603-626-1106 or again, WZID.com to make your donation.
Hey, it's Paul from Century Room.